Chapter 1.
To be honest, I was feeling a bit nervous about telling Lily my big news. It's not that I don't trust her. After all, she's my best friend, and I know she's always got my back. Even if lately it seems like all she's interested in is boys, fashion, soap operas, and more boys. It was just that this was such a big thing. And the consequences, if she did spill the beans, especially at school, would be massive. And I'm not just talking a little bit massive. I'm talking volcano-erupting massive here.
So tell me everything, demanded Lily,
closing her bedroom door as I went over to flop down on her bed. I hadn't seen her this excited since I'd first dished out the news that Mum was dating our English teacher, Mr. Anderson. Or Leo, as we call him now. Except when we're in school, of course.
I can't believe you guys actually went on holiday with him.
Lily dived onto the end of her bed, like she used to do when we were much younger. Lily and I have been best friends since we were in the infants. Now that we're older, Lily is already 13, and I will be too in a couple of months. We aren't really in the same classes, and we don't hang out together much in school. But the two of us still see each other in the holidays and at the weekends.
This is way beyond cool, Sasha, Lily informed me. This is like the most amazing thing that's ever happened to a kid in our school.
Don't be daft, I snapped. Lily tends to exaggerate when she gets excited about something. And my mum and our English teacher, who is generally considered to be pretty hot, spending the Easter holiday together in Greece with me and my twin brother Sean as witnesses, had to be, well, the most exciting thing ever to happen in our little town as far as she was concerned.
So spill, she said. Don't miss out a single detail. I bet he looks great in swimming trunks, doesn't he? Lily,
I hissed, feeling myself flushing.
You do realise your mother's a total cradle snatcher, Lily declared. Don't look like that. It wasn't a criticism. We're all dead impressed that she's got herself a boyfriend 10 years younger than her. My mum says good on her, and even my gran said way to go when Mum told her you were all going on holiday together.
He's only 9 years younger, and you promised not to tell anyone. I suddenly imagined her entire extended family sharing the news about Mum and Leo with the whole planet on Facebook.
I thought you just meant don't tell anyone at school. I don't know why you want to keep it a secret, though. It's nothing to be ashamed of. After all, Leo is a total H.O.G.
Huh? I looked at her blankly.
Hot older guy,
Lily elaborated impatiently. Lily can be pretty embarrassing the way she talks about guys sometimes. Mostly her crushes are on pop stars or famous actors. But just occasionally she gets one on an unobtainable person in real life instead. I don't think she has a proper crush on Leo, but with Lily, you can never be 100% sure.
Come on then, she prompted. Tell me what happened.
Well, I began. Actually, I've got some really big news, but Mum wants to keep it a secret for now. I'll tell you as long as you promise not to tell anyone else.
Seriously, Lily, not anyone. Okay? Not your mum or your granny or your auntie or your cousins. And definitely not anyone in our school.
Okay, I promise, Lily said. You know you can trust me with a real secret.
Well, Mum and Leo got engaged on holiday.
Lily practically screamed.
No way! You mean he actually proposed? Did he get down on one knee? Did he already have the ring? Tell me everything, Sasha, and I mean everything. Oh my God, this is awesome!
Lily is a bit of a drama queen, in case you hadn't noticed. In fact, her mum says Hyperbole is her middle name. I had to look it up, but she's right. Actually, it was Mum who proposed to Leo. But Leo said yes straight away and went out and bought her a ring from a little jewellery shop in the seaside village where we were staying. And now me and my brother are going to have Mr. Anderson as our stepdad. And no one at school, absolutely no one, is allowed to know. At least not until Leo has worked out how to tell our head teacher, Mr. Jameson.
You know Clara has a major crush on him, don't you? She'll be so jealous.
No, Lily, you promised not to tell anyone at school, I said fiercely.
I don't mean now, but eventually, when people find out.